This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Mike Adams here with a special interview today with Lisa Haven. And her website is lisahaven.news. You may be familiar with some of her work. She's one of the most courageous and outspoken, independent-minded, independent journalists of our time, really of our era. She's been partially censored, as most of us have, and she's got some very important ideas to share with the world. So I found her at the Gen 6 conference, and she joins us. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Hey, it's great to finally meet you in person after watching your videos for all these years. How long have you been doing this, actually?
Since early 2014 is when I started my YouTube channel officially. So
It's that recent, really?
I started writing for different articles and different websites. And one day they just said, hey, make a YouTube channel. So I did.
Well, but you've done so much more than, let's say, the average person. I mean, you're really outspoken. You have a growing audience and you're willing to tackle big questions and even interview controversial guests. What's behind all that?
Oh, yeah. Well, growing up, my dad, he was a real big church member, if you will, and my mom as well. And we grew up in this family. My mom, not so much in the church, I would say, but she was followed what my dad wanted. And my dad would just talk to me about all kinds of things, everything from politics to what's happening, and to the point where I'd get tedious. Oh, okay, Dad, I know. But what I soon realized is I knew more than the average person because I had a father at the time who taught me a lot more and actually got me involved and excited. And I start to see things happen. I grew up in a really poor home. When Bernie Sanders says white people don't know what it's like to be poor, he has no idea. I was as poor as you can get. I grew up in a single wide trailer. I can remember times being so scared when thunderstorms would come, we'd hide in the tub. And I will confess, you know, I was so poor that at one time I even had to steal my own prom dress. I mean, this is things that my parents couldn't afford for me. We would eat chicken and rice. So I know what it's like to be poor and grow up in that household and that family. And my dad used to say, we're not going to rely on the government for welfare, no matter where we're at. And I think he took a couple trips to the food bank to get help when he needed to, but he was not going to cross that line. You see, my dad actually became disabled for quite a chunk of his life and was paralyzed, but by God's mercy, he walks again. And so this added a lot to us not having or being financially stable either, but very poor. And so it's very insulting when people like Bernie Sanders says that because he has no idea. I grew up a lot worse or on the same level as a lot of minorities. And anyhow, watching my parents suffer to that level and not even want to take a handout, and I'm not saying that people who are bad in any way. It's just different beliefs, and that's great for them. But for us, this was something that stuck with me. And I saw my parents do the best they could with what they had and the political system and the way that it was. And that really encouraged me to want to make a difference in the future, to help families that are poor, to help families that are all different backgrounds and races, to get to where we need to ultimately have the freedom to do the things that we want and the freedom from.
You see economic mobility then as coming from liberty and freedom. But a lot of other people, of course, Democrats typically, they see it the other way. They think that people are poor because the government hasn't given them enough free stuff yet.
You know, what's your take on that?
No, right? It's not when people start, when you get handouts from the government, I'm going to put it as easy as I can, and you're being given things. I knew a lot of people in that world because I lived in that world. So I had friends and my parents had friends that the people got so reliant on the government that they couldn't move on with life. If they so much as got a job making over a certain amount, that paycheck was taken away. So therefore, a lot of the time, I would say about 80% of the time, the people did not feel the need to, or not need, but weren't pushed to move on beyond that income level because they wanted to keep the check from the government. And in the end, what happened is it kept them poor. It kept them at the state that they were at, where, you know, my parents, we were really poor pretty much all the way till I graduated. But they were eventually able, my mom, to get a job because they didn't have that income check that they were reliant on, so they could make above and beyond. And the families that do choose and are able to eventually succeed. Mm-hmm. And that's the hard part. So, I mean, there needs to be new, different kinds of rules and regulations of how they're doing it, because they're literally destroying America. Mm-hmm. And people are becoming so reliant on the government. And this is leading to socialism. And this is why I'm against socialism, because every single time it puts people in breadlines and ends up in that negative spot.
You mean like Venezuela?
Like Venezuela. And I've been, I mean, not been that bad, but I've been there and I've suffered. And I know that that system's broke. Yeah. I know that the democratic way that they're pushing is nothing but a sham and nothing but a lie to get us all into that plantation mentality, to make us all servants. I'm just going to put it bluntly. And that's what I don't want to see. I want everyone to have an equal opportunity here in America to make what they want, to do what they want, and have a political system that backs our freedoms.
Isn't it amazing that it's conservative-minded people and Christian-minded people these days who are demanding true equal opportunity, while it's the Democrats and the leftists that are demanding bigotry, intolerance, hatred, violence, censorship, you know? And yet a lot of people on the left don't realize that their leaders have become the bigots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they are. Like you've said before, I mean, we have them having the KKK, and they ran the KKK. And I think when I look to the similar tactics they used back then to change the mindset of the people back then, it's the same thing today, done in a different kind of way. Now they've kind of twisted the tables, but using everything to their benefit. So if you're against abortion, well, you're against feminism. If you're against illegal immigration, well, now you're xenophobic. If you're against, it doesn't matter what you can be against, but anything political in nature has become some kind of bigotry or racism, according to the Democratic Party. So this is stirring up racism in America, things that we haven't seen before. And then take what Hollywood's doing. Hollywood's playing off of this, and they're putting all new movies in that are race baiting. Mm-hmm. We had, what is it, All American. There was a movie, All American. It was with a football player running, and they wanted to make it like football was all American. Well, this show was put up during the time that we had, you know, football players kneeling for the anthem. Wait, now, why would you do this at the same time to make something un-American look American? And so they're using all these techniques. And let's be honest, media and mainstream media and Hollywood, they're all run by arms of your globalist Democratic Party. We unfortunately have been taken over in all those aspects, and we can see it on a daily basis.
What's your take on the push for transgender indoctrination of children? I mean, I know, generally speaking, you're just a liberty, you're a pro-liberty person for adults to make their own decisions, whatever. But when they go after children, you know, they're pushing chemical castration, indoctrination, and Down syndrome children are being recruited into transgender drag queen type of operations, where they're really literally going after cognitively impaired children. You know, we used to call this child abuse, but now if you criticize it, you get banned. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, it's really disturbing, right? If you want to be transgender, go and do that, but don't indoctrinate my child, don't indoctrinate somebody else's child, and don't put that in a public library where you have transgender people doing sexual acts in front of a child. Like there, if I got in there and started dancing the way some of them dance at some of these library meetings, I would be booted out. I would be told I'm sick, I'm a pedophile, and these kinds of things. So I think we're seeing basically a big immorality spike. So basically they want to make our children so numb to some of the immoralities that are happening. And what happens at that level is you become more malleable, they're able to mold your mind, brainwash you, if you will. And I think that's part of what this is being used for, because it's such a disturbing agenda.
Yeah, I mean, we've reached the point in society where gay, cross-dressing, like pervert men are twerking in front of young cross-dressing boys who are being chemically castrated while their teachers and parents applaud, and then protesters are arrested. You know, I mean, this is America today.
Yeah, it's backwards. And that's the other thing. You have, what is it? Desmond the Amazing, right? He goes on and shakes his pieces on a stage, right? But if this was another kid, just a heterosexual kid, he'd be kicked off the stage, booed and given fines and sent, you know, his parents sent to jail for abuse.
Right.
And yet, why is one allowed and not, you know what I'm saying? I mean, none of it should be allowed altogether, and they shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, let me shift gears a little bit, but ask you, how do you deal with the you know, you're attacked, as all of us are, who dare to stand the ground on morality issues or liberty issues. And, you know, you haven't been completely banned yet, but you've been very heavily shadow banned, I know. So how do you continue to do what you do in the face of all that when so many other people would just give in and throw in the towel and say, I give up, give me my channel back, I'll promote transgenderism or whatever, you know, whatever people have to do to go along, to get along, but you don't do that, you stand your ground.
Yeah, you know, I think what it stirs down to is my roots. Like we talked in the beginning of this video, I really honestly have a heart to save America. I have teenage children I'm raising in this generation, and the last thing I want to see is America become like Venezuela or America become like China. So my passion is we need to start telling people. We need to get the word out. I know we're going to be silenced. You know we're going to be silenced. But in the end, I think if we all work together, I'm hopeful that we can prevail and get what we need to get out. There's going to be bumps in overcoming things, but there's such a huge push today. And my biggest fear is with all the brainwashing, mind manipulation, MKUltra style techniques that they use on the population through TV, through media, through cell phones, through all this stuff, it's putting a lot of people in a normalcy bias slumber. And so my biggest fear is if the people listening, if they don't start reaching out to their friends, their family members, then we could lose even the future generation, because the future generation is completely secluded now throughout of coming out of high school, coming out of college, and then us being blacklisted on every channel. How are they going to know where to go or where to look?
But is there a possibility that the left has gotten too far and the backlash is forming now and all these children that are being indoctrinated by the schools will, in fact, reject that at some point? Do you see any evidence of that happening?
That's a good question. I hope so. I think if we have enough strong parents who are talking to their kids and waking them up, then 100%. I think if those kids start seeing some of that affect their personal bubble, then that's definitely going to do it. It could take some kind of outbreak or violence or civil war in order to wake everybody up. But I think it could be something bold to the level where, I see where I'm at now. Because we're in that country cycle and we're heading straight into bondage. And that's one place I don't want to go. So it depends on the heart of America and how much we're able to win that information war.
Well, you're doing very important work in this information war. And your voice is very important. So I want to thank you on behalf of audiences everywhere for doing what you're doing. Stick with it. Don't let them intimidate you. You've already passed all those tests, I know. But keep doing what you're doing. You're offering very important contributions to our world.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it. And thank you as well, because I know everything you're doing is extremely attacked, especially even on the natural side. I have a lot of friends who do that also. So thank you.
All right. So where can people find you again? What's your main website?
LisaHaven.news. They can get all the information there. I've got a newsletter they can subscribe to also.
And not only on YouTube as well, you've also got a channel on Brighteon.com.
Yes, under Lisa Haven. So you guys can find me there.
Very cool. Thank you, Lisa. Great to talk with you.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching Counterthink. Want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com. We are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.